Building, the East Africa Community, EAC, Finance and Administration Committee is pleased with the progress made in the construction of the ultra-modern Lake Victoria Basin Commission, LVBC, headquarters building in Kisumu City. EAC Deputy Secretary General in charge of infrastructure, productive, social, and political sectors Andrea Agua-Arik-Maluth, who led a team of delegates from partner states on a tour of the almost completed project, expressed satisfaction with the works. Arik lauded LVBC for spearheading the construction, which is fully funded by the EAC partner states. I am pleased with the progress so far and commend the leadership of LVBC, led by Executive Secretary Dr. Masinde Bwaya, for working tirelessly towards the realization of this project. This project will be a milestone not only for LVBC but for the entire East African community, he said. Currently, the overall progress of the building stands at 70%, with external works at 68%, electrical installations at 62%, while mechanical installations are at 68%. The main office block Wing B is 80% complete, Wing A has reached 70%, the central core is at 35% completion and the external works are 68% finished. A section of the new LVBC headquarters building in Kisumu. Photos by Chris Mahandara. The second phase of construction of the project began on August 7, 2023, following the official handover to a new contractor on July 25, 2023. This phase, expected to cost approximately US$2,560,718 and 68 cents, will see the EAC agency, which is currently housed at the new Nyanza Regional Headquarters building, move to the offices located on a 2.8-acre piece of land on the shores of Lake Victoria. The new headquarters, overseen by the State Department of Public Works under Kenya's Ministry of Lands, Public Works, Housing, and Urban Development, will house various departments responsible for managing projects of LVBC. Once completed, the headquarters will enhance regional integration by streamlining and coordinating the Commission's activities across the Great Lakes region. Additionally, Honorable Arik participated in the opening session of the four-day extraordinary meeting of the Finance and Administration Committee that commenced in Kisumu on Tuesday. The objective of the meeting is to consider finance and administration issues of the various organs and institutions of the EAC. Delegates from various partner states within the EAC region attended the meeting.